Advocates for an independent redrawing of the state's legislative maps took to the state capitol yesterday, and they say they're skeptical of a GOP effort to change Wisconsin's redistricting process. It's Tuesday, October 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show here today, about 70 service workers at Lambeau Field are set to form a union with guidance from organizers who helped other stadium workers in Wisconsin organize as well. And Evan Casey will report on Milwaukee's plan to use a federal grant to plant more trees. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Activists took to the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday speaking out against the Republican proposal that would redraw the state's legislative maps. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the effort comes days after the state Supreme Court said it will hear a challenge to the existing maps.
State Republicans introduced the bill to implement a new redistricting process last month where initial maps would be drawn by a legislative service agency. Activists for New Maps called that proposal disingenuous and rushed. Jay Heck is the executive director of Common Cause Wisconsin.
Please pardon the voters of Wisconsin if they don't believe that after 12 years of attacking, resisting, and blocking any attempt or discussion of redistricting reform in the state capitol, that Assembly Republicans have all of a sudden seen the light.
Republicans say adopting their proposal would avoid a costly court challenge involving the maps. They've been calling on Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself from hearing that lawsuit. On Friday, Protasiewicz declined to do so. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In other Wisconsin Supreme Court news, the court is siding with tenant advocates who sought to limit public access to eviction records after several years have passed. Under pre-existing rules, Wisconsin courts have to keep records from most evictions for 20 years. But under a new proposal, records in many instances would be scrubbed from a statewide court website after just 2 years. Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz voted for the changes. She noted Wisconsinites already had the chance to ask judges to seal eviction records, but said such orders are being granted unevenly across the state.
I think that that's really challenging for people to be treated so differently.
Justices voted 4-3 yesterday to have a court commissioner draft a revised order for justices to approve. The changes would take effect in 2025. Landlord groups spoke out against the changes, arguing they would drive up the costs of doing business. About 70 service workers at Lambeau Field are forming a union. As Joe Schultz reports, they're getting guidance from organizers who helped Pfizer Forum workers unionize as well.
The Lambeau workers are not employed by the Green Bay Packers. Instead, they're employees of Delaware North, which provides food service for the stadium. Last month, workers told the contractor and the Packers they intend to unionize. And last week, they submitted a formal request for recognition. That's according to Peter Rickman with Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers. The union represents workers at Pfizer Forum.
A strong, clear, supermajority of the Lambeau vendors have signed a union card saying, we want to sit down with you and negotiate a collective bargaining agreement that respects our labor.
The Packers in Delaware North declined to comment. It's unclear if Delaware North will request a formal union election. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now on to education news. Wisconsin public schools have lost more than 32,000 students since 2019. That's due to an increase in private and homeschool enrollment and a decline in the birth rate, according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. At the same time, there are between 4,500 and 11,000 children who were unaccounted for last school year. According to the state, that could be because private and home schools don't report data on children until first grade. Dan Rossmiller heads the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says over time, fewer students will hurt public school district finances, which are based in part on enrollment.
Can they be offset by losses in expenses or costs? And oftentimes it's difficult because whether you have 19 students or 20 in a classroom, you still largely have the same amount of costs for that classroom.
Private school advocates say the report shows parents want more choice and control of their schools. Milwaukee plans to use $12 million in federal funds to plant more trees across the city. Evan Casey says that money could help address urban heat islands.
The city received the money from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It'll be used to plant more trees, remove hazardous ones, and remove asphalts across the city. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources study found more developed urban areas of the city stay warmer at night during the summer. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said planting more trees in those areas could help with that.
And so with this new funding, grant funding, we are taking the steps that we need to make to make sure that we are restoring our urban tree canopy and improving the residents' quality of life on an everyday basis.
More trees can lead to cooler temperatures and fewer heat-related deaths. Some studies have also found they help foster a sense of community. It's not yet known how many trees will be planted or when the work will begin. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The second Monday of October is recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin. That replaces the former Christopher Columbus Day. Fourth graders from the Indian Community School rallied at the state capitol in 2017 to change the name. One of those students performed in a Ho-Chunk Nation dance at the Milwaukee Public Museum yesterday. Brian Bowman says he's glad his presence at the capitol had an impact.
And all the hard work that we did is being, you know, shown, and it's reflected now. It makes me happy, and I know it makes everyone in the whole Native American community in Wisconsin happy.
Members of the audience joined in during what's known as the Friendship Dance. Bauman said he's proud to teach non-Native people about his heritage. Wisconsin is one of more than a dozen states that recognizes Indigenous Peoples Day. And finally, the Green Bay Packers are now 2-3 on the year after losing to the Las Vegas Raiders by a score of 17-13 out in the desert last night. It was a rough night for Packers quarterback Jordan Love, who completed just 16 passes. He had no touchdowns and threw 3 interceptions. The Packers have a bye week this week, so they're going to be off this Sunday. Their next game is against the Denver Broncos on Sunday, October 22nd. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and you know who our producers were, Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we're here in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. You just hit subscribe and we'll show up automatically. It's like magic. You don't have to do anything else. Although it would help if you told a friend about the show. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.